To understand the mysteries we celebrate today, let us consider three declarations we have just heard from the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. First, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Second, he went out and began to weep bitterly. Third, the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. First, the Passover. For faithful Jews, Pesach, or Passover, has all of the spiritual meaning and emotional force that the feasts of Christmas and Easter have for Christians. And added to that reality of religious deliverance is the symbolic resonance of national freedom celebrated by Americans at Thanksgiving and Independence Day. Passover is the Feast of Feasts, and while it can be celebrated by Jews anywhere, it is most fittingly celebrated in Jerusalem. For many centuries, the Passover Seder has customarily ended with the exclamation, "Next year in Jerusalem," a prayer of hope that sustained Jews during their diaspora and exile of nearly two millennia between the destruction of the Holy City in 70 AD and their return to the Holy Land in the mid-20th century to found the State of Israel. 2,000 years ago, about four decades before the Romans wiped the temple from the face of the earth, a rabbi from Nazareth went to Jerusalem for Passover, as he had done many times in his life with family and friends. But this time he went with 12 of his students, and their Passover Seder was to be his Last Supper. "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer," he told them, "for I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God." That rabbi was the true Lamb of God, and his suffering, death, and resurrection atoned for the sins of the entire human race to redeem us from the grave and reconcile humanity with God, from whom we are alienated by our disordered self-love. And now we are gathered here to give thanks for Christ's sacrifice, to receive his mercy, and to share in the Paschal mystery, or Passover sacrament, by which he continues in our midst, unites us to himself, and nourishes us unto everlasting life. Second, bitter tears. Simon Peter was a witness to all that Jesus did and said for the 3 years leading up to Palm Sunday, and also to the saving events in that holy week of the world's redemption. When Simon Bar-Jonah first confessed that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of the living God and received the name Peter, he also protested the teaching of Jesus that he must be rejected and then handed over to suffer and die. And when the long-dreaded hour finally arrived, Simon boasted, "Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you." Then, without any mocking or recrimination in his voice, Jesus simply said to him, "I tell you, rock, Kepha, Peter, before the cock crows this day, you will deny 3 times that you know me." And then a few hours later, when that word was fulfilled, Peter was pierced by the glance of Jesus and overwhelmed with shame at his arrogance and cowardice, and so he went out and began to weep bitterly. Who of us has not been in Peter's place? We know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we want to follow him in the way of the cross, and we tell both him and ourselves that he can count on us, that we will be faithful. But when the test comes, we so often fail, and sometimes we fail dreadfully. But then, like Peter, filled with shame and remorse, we weep bitterly. But then we find, to our everlasting wonderment, that the Lord has taken it all upon himself and is ready to forgive our every offense in order to have us with him. Third, the veil of the temple. Beginning in the meeting tent, or tabernacle, and continuing in the temple, the innermost chamber of the sacred precincts was separated from the rest by a heavy curtain or veil, which symbolized the great chasm between the all-holy God and sinful humanity. That inner chamber was called the Kodesh HaKoshadim, the Sanctus Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies, and it was the place where the glory of God dwelt on earth. Only the high priest could enter that sacred space, and even he could go there only once each year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. In Solomon's temple, at the center of the Kadosh HaKoshadim, stood the Ark of the Covenant. But when the temple was rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity, the Ark could not be found. So in the new Holy of Holies, in the place where the Ark had once stood, the floor was raised up a bit to indicate the Axis Mundi, the center of the world, the foundation stone which is consecrated to and by the holiness of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The veil of the temple was vast and thick and heavy, and it was supported by four columns to bear its great weight, not only its physical weight, but also the pondus gloriae, the weight of the glory of God concealed by that veil to protect sinners from the sight of the living God, which consumes all that is not holy. At the very moment the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, that veil in the temple was torn down the middle, because all the types and figures of the old covenant were fulfilled in him who is the new and eternal covenant. In Jesus Christ, God the Father revealed everything of himself to the human race, and another name for revelation is unveiling. Jesus Christ himself is God dwelling among men. The Lord Jesus is both the high priest and the Holy of Holies, and by his suffering, death, and resurrection, by his Passover, we are reconciled to God in his atonement for all our sins. And then, even more wondrously, we are nourished by the flesh of the Agnus Dei for our journey to the fulfillment of the eternal kingdom of which the Lord Jesus spoke at the Last Supper, the fulfillment in which we hope to share forever in the Passover feast of heaven. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He went out and began to weep bitterly. The veil of the temple was torn down the middle. In this Holy Week, we meditate on these and all the other mysteries of our salvation, and we rejoice, as did St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord.